Hi, this is Rob Balder. I'd like to talk to you today on the subject of hurricane relief. As I'm sure you're aware, we've recently been given a demonstration of nature's awesome power in the form of the single largest and most devastating hurricane ever seen. Through the camera's eye, we've witnessed this storm's destruction on an almost unimaginable scale and seen government agencies left helpless to render aid to the victims. I'm talking, of course, about the Great Red Spot on the planet Jupiter. This terrible weather event has been wreaking havoc on our celestial neighbors since at least the 17th century, and it is still going on. Although scientists say the storm has been gradually weakening since 1943, as of this recording, it remains a very dangerous Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale. It only goes up to 5. But, you know, with sustained winds topping 550 miles per hour, if the scale went up to 29, it'd be a Category 29. And if the scale went up to 1,000, it'd be a Category 29 still. But that's pretty darn devastating. You can imagine what kind of damage a storm like that will do in 340 years. Jupiter is a mess. The people there are suffering, and they need your help. The inhabitants of Jupiter are so good-natured, it can be hard to see how badly they're hurting. They've been through so much loss, so much death and destruction, and yet somehow they remain almost jovial. Don't let that fool you, though. They're in trouble. The Great Red Spot has recently hit areas which we're still cleaning up after the cometary impact of 1994. I mean, you haven't seen levee problems until you've seen Shoemaker levee problems. And I've heard people say, well, if they knew the storm was coming for centuries, why didn't they evacuate? People, leaving your home and your possessions behind is hard enough if you have transportation and the financial means to evacuate. Imagine trying to do it when you don't even have an endoskeleton. That's right, imagine you're a floating membrane full of hydrogen, trying to pack up everything you own and then carrying it twice the length of Asia just on the power of your own flagella. Do you think you could do it? Come on. In terms of relief efforts, the response from the current administration has been woefully inadequate. No relief missions have been planned, and privately, White House officials are laying this one at the feet of the Carter administration, which was in office during the Voyager flybys of 1979, when the extent of the damage first became apparent. But we can't sit by and do nothing. So it is with this CD that my friends in the comedy music field decided to help out. Through sales of this recording, we hope to raise the $2.4 trillion it will take to mount a relief mission to Jupiter sometime in the next 75 years. You may take great pride and satisfaction in knowing that your dollars went directly into the development and construction of a pulsed inductive ion thruster-powered spacecraft capable of carrying 500,000 MREs and blankets to the fifth planet of our solar system. Together, we can do this. We and our children, and our grandchildren, and some of our great-grandchildren. You may want to buy another copy, actually. You make great stocking stuffers. Thanks.